And let's go to Virginia now, where lawmakers are considering dramatic changes to that state's education system. Reformers say the idea is to cut down on the number of required standardized tests that students have to take. Too much memorization, not enough learning, they say. But others are asking the question, could reform undermine a system that helps track student progress? From the Here Now contributing station WAMU, Michael Pope has more.
It's early in the morning, and the Porterhouse is buzzing with activity. There are pets to feed and walk, and kids to get off to school.
Boys, it's time to get ready to go.
B. Porter is rounding up the grandchildren, one in the first grade and the other in the fifth grade, at Jefferson Houston School in Alexandria, Virginia. Standardized test scores at the public school have been so low for so long that state leaders threatened a takeover last year until the effort was deemed unconstitutional.
Every year they've got new teachers, new staff. Now they have another new principal. I don't see that this is going to put them ahead.
The principal's office has been a revolving door of administrators, with five principals in a decade.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Inside the lobby of Jefferson Houston, school board member Kelly Carmichael Booz says the failing test scores here don't tell the whole story.
What does accountability really mean? When you say a school is accredited, what does it really mean?
Booz is a member of a special committee convened by Governor Terry McAuliffe. The Democrat campaigned on a platform of reforming the state system of standardized testing.
How can we reframe accountability, accreditation, so we're telling a much more broader, giving a broader picture to the community and to our faculty about what's happening in the school? Is there a way that we can demonstrate student growth?
The committee is now asking members of the Virginia General Assembly to adopt a series of new laws. One would recognize student growth even when benchmarks are not met. Another would allow students to take tests over again if they come close to passing but fail. The idea is to reduce the influence of standardized tests, addressing a common complaint from parents that schools are preoccupied with teaching to the test.
In various ways, Virginia is sort of uniquely positioned to help lead the nation.
That's Ann Holton, Virginia's Secretary of Education.
We were ahead of the curve in developing the current standards-based, rigorous accountability system when we developed the current SOL framework back in the 90s.
SOL stands for Standards of Learning, which were created so that schools from Fairfax County to Galax County would be judged by the same standards. And some lawmakers are concerned about undermining a system that has created a sense of accountability.
The goal is to make sure that every kid gets taught what he needs to know to advance to the grades.
That's Republican Delegate Dave Albo.
And failing an SOL is never meant to be a bad thing. It just alerts us that the student is not learning the math that he's supposed to learn or is not able to read and write at the proper level.
But many teachers say they feel hamstrung by a system that encourages lesson plans that are aimed at a test. Meg Gruber is president of the Virginia Education Association.
What we're ready for is to stop having our accountability system be so punitive, and this kind of misconception that every student, regardless of their abilities and who they are, all should be at the same page or the same measurement benchmark at the exact same time.
Another proposal that some lawmakers are criticizing would change the requirements for graduating high school, allowing administrators to find ways other than standardized tests, such as conducting a science experiment or writing an essay.
I understand you could have essay questions.
That's Republican Delegate Bob Marshall.
But you still have to have some objective measure, a body of facts that we expect students to have.
Marshall says it would be a mistake to abandon graduation requirements.
People come from other countries, have to have certain knowledge about the United States government and its constitution, its structure. If you eliminated a measure like that, how would you have people become citizens?
Ultimately, one of the goals of the committee is to create a new way to evaluate teachers and schools, ones not tied to student standardized test scores.
The original intent of the SOL test, as I understand it, was to assess student performance.
That's Dabney Carr, an attorney who's a member of the Reform Committee.
And now they are often used for purposes of assessing how teachers are performing and how schools are performing.
Members of the Virginia General Assembly are now considering the first round of reforms, including graduation requirements and letting students retake tests. Committee members say the broader reform effort to create a new system evaluating teachers and schools will happen next year. Back at the Porter household, Bea Porter says she's hoping lawmakers will do whatever is necessary to stop Jefferson Houston from being so focused on teaching to the test.
I don't like that they put so much focus on training them specifically for the test. Just put the focus all on the standardized learning for the testing rather than the regular education.
For her, it's not just about policies and politics.
My children could do better if they had more focus on all the education rather than specifically geared towards the tests.
Porter says she's hoping the General Assembly session this year will be a first step towards reducing the influence of the tests, giving teachers and administrators across Virginia more flexibility in how they fix failing schools. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Pope in Alexandria, Virginia.